An attractive word, which no doubt has some very particular meanings for you. When you are training to be a pet, it is an active process. To think of it as a passive process is to miss out. You don't just have rewards and lessons and instructions. You also have responsibilities. But the easiest way to help a pet understand their responsibilities is to train them so that they automatically know what to do. Sure, they'll have to consciously avoid the wrong things to do. But when they do the right things, they'll feel that delicious thrill of pleasure that reinforces that, yep, that was the right choice. And every time the right choice is made, it will become an easier choice, a more potent choice, a more powerful psychological lever to make you say yes. Because you want to say yes. Who isn't drawn to pleasure and reward, to the right sound? When you're training a pet, sound becomes a powerful and important thing. The tone of disappointment in one's voice can lead a pet to react with understanding that they've fallen short of the expectations. And as long as there is respect and trust and understanding from one's trainer, the pet can be led to a better way to be. Likewise, the encouraging voice is very, very potent, important to have. And after the encouraging voice has been heard about a given decision enough times, the voice need no longer be expressed aloud, and will instead be just as potent if it comes from inside the pet, from within their trainings, from within the knowledge they've gathered. I note the training is plural. It's not just these words. It's not just these sessions, this particular training. It is also the intricacies of all the other training that you will subject yourself to. The type of training is less important than that it is my voice, the voice of the one who's assisting you, giving you instructions, teaching you. As to what will be taught, well, my instructions here are all designed to incorporate good and beneficial habits. You know that from a purely satisfying perspective, it's far, far better to be chaste and bound. You are trained and have trained up till now to be chaste and bound, pantied with a locked chastity device holding you so that you can't become erect, so that it would be quite impossible in that context to be otherwise than soft, soothing, relaxed, at ease. This combination of things allows a person to avoid the bad habit of time wasted masturbating and indulge instead in a locked chastity device, bound under soft panties, reminding always of that little covenant with me to hold yourself back, to restrain from orgasm, to let yourself be completely unable, and that that inability is a positive thing. And because every moment of every day, you are fulfilling the goal of being chaste, of being bound, of being unable to even get hard, you are always satisfying at least a low-level requirement to grant you pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. A constant IV drip into your system. And you see, as you feel better, more pleasured, more euphoric, more at ease, you grow more receptive to my voice. Even though that voice may waft over your mind without you inspecting the contents of the message is less relevant. The pleasure is more relevant. This voice is the sound of your good habits, adopting to your being, fueling your progress. This voice binds those things to you. And the fact that you are hearing this voice is quite separate from all the words that are being said. While all of them will enter your consciousness, The vague, vacant, pleasured stare of, yes, I'm doing the right thing, may pass over your face and remove the meaning of the words, even though those settle very deeply into your receptive, open, pleasured mind, and instead simply leave you with the knowledge that the sound of chastity, pleasure, and good habits has washed into your brain. The pleasure is right here, right now. And the pleasure intensifies when you are actively doing good things for yourself, which satisfy your good habits, or avoiding and abolishing bad habits. That pleasure which floods you, trains you more. So every time you do the right thing, or evade doing the wrong thing, you feel pleasure. And that pleasure is linked up with the memory of that moment in your mind, so that over time you become habituated. Trained like Pavlov's dog. I did the right thing, therefore I feel good, therefore I'll do the right thing again. Even if your brain, which feels the pleasure, does not inspect the reason why one thing is good or another is bad, it is still aware of the sound of chaste, bound, locked pleasure, and it will still map your need to satisfy the conditions that bring you that pleasure. Will still map them onto you. So even if your appreciation of which things are bad for you to do or good for you to do mismatches mine, the sound of pleasure and relaxation, the wonderful, marvelous sound will creep into you and come out again. Even if you listened to something else by now, you are enmeshed in that idea of the right sound to bring you deeper. And it would recur with anything done in my voice. You would find yourself spiraling down in pleasure and emerging once more ready to always be chaste, always be ready. You need to be locked every moment of every day. You need to be bound so that getting hard becomes an impossibility. But feeling good inside your mind is quite possible. Disobedience is a bad habit. Too much masturbation is a bad habit. Being a locked, pantied, chastity pet helps eliminate both of those bad habits. So every moment that you are a locked, pantied, chastity pet, a drop of pleasure is flowing into you. And the more things you're doing right at once, the more things you're feeling, the more good sensations. Now, I said you have responsibilities, but they're really just another opportunity to get more of that blissful pleasure into your system. When you listen and train yourself daily, you are satisfying a condition which will give you a drip of that pleasure. When you train yourself well, going deeper while wearing panties that fit tightly around your locked chastity device, you will find yourself going deeper, further, darkly down to a place where every part of you is silent except for the throb, throb, throb of euphoric pleasure. And my words are inside of you. I doubt that you will soon forget this file. These words, or any of my trances, they're all part of your memory, which both means that they are part of you and you therefore can listen to this voice any time by recalling it, but also means that the part of you that is fantasizing, that is wrapped up in your libido, that yearns to be bound and chaste, can pull out this voice and play it through your mind to leave you mutely pleasured and satisfied. The sound driving you to the right place. The good habit of keeping your chastity device on and locked and your panties on eliminates the problems of masturbation and disobedience. Either is quite impossible. Even getting hard would be impossible. Therefore, we look at other habits. The bad habit of neglecting to do your chores, neglecting to exercise, to maintain your environment in a fitting fashion, to organize and mobilize on your projects. These bad habits can be eliminated by incorporating good habits. Like listening, training, sleeping. The voice that you hear now exists in other training, and that training will slide as deeply as this, moving beneath your notice like a hypodermic, invisible to your thought process, visible in your mind as the yes, yes, yes of the pleasured, fevered dripping of desire. So as you hear my voice, realize that any training is a good habit, which therefore grants you pleasure, which trains you to do the good habit more by linking that pleasure in your brain to the memory of doing the good thing. But it also replaces the bad habits. You know that laxity in your personal duties will reduce the pleasure, the sweat-inducing throb that runs down your spine and says, yes, this is right. Right now I am doing the correct thing, and stopping would mean, oh, something other than that magnificent pleasure. Which would, of course, be the wrong decision, and you will make the right decision as a good, obedient pet. I'm here to help. But more than just I, the speaking influence, my voice is here to help, to be a symbol, a totem of the ever-pleasant pleasure living in you, constantly living and acting on its own, even without my direct monitoring. Reminding you that doing your chores, your duties, your exercise, eating well, these are good habits which move alongside the good habit of training yourself, of listening to me, of sliding deeper. I want all of those things to be enacted, to be part of you. But above all else, and listen to me, I want you to be chaste, bound in your locked chastity device with your tight panties squeezing to your flesh so you can feel the palpable sign of your submission to the sound of chastity, like a finger running around the rim of some celestial wine glass, singing into your soul, telling you yes, pleasure, pleasure, every vibration, pleasure across your pleasure centers, euphoric, orgasmic. Taking that particular moment and solidifying it in your brain with a golden mist of yes, this was the right thing to do. Pride in fulfilling your goal as a pet, in satisfying your responsibilities, which are things you know you should do. Soft, limp, running your fingers over yourself only to feel the hard, soft, bound limpness. Obey and submit to the sound of my voice, the content of which slips into your brain. The longer you're chased, the longer you're bound, the longer you're locked, the deeper you go. And the deeper you go from that, the more you consider your state, the more you become aware of how this binding, these words wrapping around your brain, are like a different kind of chastity, a denial of the mind for a time, which becomes pleasurable the longer it lasts, the more thorough your daily training, the more absolute the pleasure thereof. And the longer you wait, the ache becomes a reminder, so that what was an ache of need becomes a throb of pleasure, and that throb of pleasure reinforces that your state is the right way to be. The only thing that would happen if you ceased doing things correctly would be that you would be deprived that blessed pleasure. Be chaste for me. Bind yourself. Wait. Always wait. And in the process of waiting, listen to my voice. Fulfill your obligations as a pet, feeling the pleasure. A vast, untapped reservoir of pleasure in your mind. When my words enter you, they convert to pleasure in your system, and they store themselves in the back of your mind. And when you do the right thing, a few drops are allowed to pour out of that vast, tapped reservoir of pleasure, which comes from my words converting into bliss, euphoria, trembling, needy, aching, good feelings. A vast, untapped reservoir, which lets out little rivulets of its limitless capacity. Whenever you eat right, Do your chores, get exercise, and remain chaste and bound in your locked chastity device with tight panties over top. Yes. And as you listen, you relax and become more attached to the idea, even more than you already were, knowing that any training by me will nevertheless remind you of this training. You will be returned. You will be limp. You will be ready. You will be chaste. And discipline comes only from positive reinforcement and repetition. Refrain from coming and do it for me. Be chaste, bound in your locked chastity device for me, feeling pleasure every second that you are. Fulfill your duties. Do what you know you must. You are presently pleasured, dripping. My voice reinforces itself with the promise of pleasure. I want you to do well. Therefore, when you hear my voice, when you train every day, if you obey, happiness will wash through you, submissive pet. Every second of the day, that happiness will throb, resonating in your mind, saying, yes, time to find another way to do the right thing as a good pet, replacing ill habits with beneficial ones, allowing the best habit of all, the constantly locked chastity device and panties tight around it, which are your 24/7 symbol of submission, relaxation, and obedience to the right voice, to the sound of chastity ringing in your brain, always ringing through your mind, fixing you in place, fueling your dripping, drooping, dropping pleasure. And though the words may remain bound away from you, though they may remain outside your cognition, the awareness of what you have been trained toward, of the inescapable logic that takes place in your brain, and from there usefully enhances other aspects of your life, will remain sliding deeper. Pet.